You're listening to SBS News.
It was the last night of freedom before the COVID-19 lockdown in Vienna, Austria, when shots rang out. At different locations in the small European city, violence erupted with so much shooting that police initially thought there were multiple attackers and attacks as people were gunned down outside bars and pubs.
Saw the attacker with a long weapon, a rifle or a gun, running around shooting at people, targeting people sitting outside the bars and pubs.
As the city erupted into chaos, four people had lost their lives. The fifth to die was the 20-year-old attacker, as police shot him dead and scrambled to secure the rest of the city.
Just heard shots everywhere, and the police, the helicopters were flying around us.
The attack lasted a total of 9 minutes. At its end, two men and two women had lost their lives, and a total of 22 people were brought to Vienna hospitals over the course of the night with injuries from the attack. 14 had serious wounds, and 3 were in a critical but stable condition. Soon after, security forces swooped on 18 different addresses and made 14 arrests as they looked for possible accomplices and sought to determine if the attacker had acted alone. The shooter, identified by police as Kutchjim Fejzulay, was an IS sympathizer that had spent time in prison, according to Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz.
The shooter was born in Austria. He has a migration background from northern Macedonia, and he was in prison because he's a supporter of the Islamic State. But of course, we will have to find out the details in the next days.
Representatives of various religious communities have commemorated the victims of the attack in Vienna's St. Stephen's Cathedral. The ecumenical service was conducted by Vienna's Archbishop Cardinal Christoph Schönborn. Austrian President Alexander van der Bellen and other high-ranking officials took part in the commemoration. Due to the tightened coronavirus regulations and strict security rules, only a few other mourners were present. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.